Welcome to Radio Without Borders, KUT's live music podcast from Austin, Texas. For more information about this free service, visit us at KUT.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Pabst Brewing, proud supporter of local artists nationwide, and of the NPR Live in Concert series, online at PabstBlueRibbon.com.
Welcome to Radio Without Borders, KUT's live music podcast. I'm Lori Gallardo. Today we'll hear performances by Ethan Azarian, Angelique Kidjo, Imperial Teen, Hem, and Golden Arm Trio. In the late 80s and early 90s, artist Ethan Azarian was making waves across the college music scene with his band, The Orange Mothers. They delivered upbeat, eccentric pop rock and had the quirky personalities to match, which made things even more entertaining. There was a sense of humor and a genuine innocence in their approach to music that made it so appealing, without any irony or rock star attitude. There's a similar style to the solo music that Azarian makes today. Clear-voiced, contemplative, simple, and direct. It's a combination of rock and folk sounds with a touch of that irresistible, quirky vibe. These days, Azarian, a self-taught painter, divides his time between his music and his artwork. He exhibits and sells his work at his Austin home, also known as the In-House Gallery, and has displayed his work in several galleries across the country. This is Ethan Azarian, performing in Studio 1A.
The moon shines brightly on our little planet. As we orbit round the sun, and I'm so frightened, I'll go spinning off into the great unknown. So I've been working to keep myself occupied, helps keep my feet upon the ground. Good to the ones you love, don't waste your time with those who only bring you down. Keeping my feet on the ground. I've been lied to, no, I've been sidetracked. Wear my good intentions on my sleeve. First they love ya, then they forget all about ya. I'm gonna stand here strong on my own two feet, keeping my feet on the ground, keeping them firmly on the ground. Keeping them firmly. On the ground, keeping my feet on on the ground.
Ethan Azarian with Feet on the Ground, a track from his 2006 album, Crossin' Over. It should be noted that musical and artistic talent run in the family. Azarian's father is folk legend Tom Banjo, and his mother is Caldecott award-winning artist Mary Azarian. Both his parents live in Vermont, where Ethan is originally from. Peter Gabriel once said of our next featured artist that, quote, "Her spirit is irresistible, and she brings to life everything she touches." The beautiful voice of Angélique Kidjo sings in the languages of many different cultures, but her message is a universal one. She uses her powerful voice to sing and speak on behalf of human rights. The Beninese-born composer and performer, who began singing at the early age of 6, grew up in the port town of Cotonou, but left her country because of the political upheaval and strife. Kidjo's personal experiences led her to dedicate much time and effort to humanitarian work, acting as a goodwill ambassador for UNICEF, and writing music that reflects the struggles and celebrations of life in her home country and throughout the world. On her fourth album, Jin Jin, released in 2007, the collection of songs combines a variety of African and Western styles, including contributions from Alicia Keys, Branford Marsalis, Carlos Santana, Ziggy Marley, and, of course, fellow human rights activist Peter Gabriel. We had the pleasure of having Kidjo as our guest performer in Studio 1A. Here she is with the song Cinnamon. Angélique Kidjo performing Cinnamon off her 2007 album, Jin Jin. Since their start in 1994, San Francisco band Imperial Teen has mastered the art of writing the three-minute song, keeping it short and sweet. Garage pop with hooks and melodies that never fail to please the ear. What's striking about their style is the rapid-fire, high-energy level that you'd probably expect more in something like punk or even metal instead of pop. Founded by guitarist Roddy Bottom, veteran of Faith No More, and drummer Lynn Perko of Sister Double Happiness, Imperial Teen became known for their solid performances, tight instrumentation, and impressive male-female vocal harmonies done by all the band members, complemented by great keyboards and synthesizer effects for an overall catchy sound. The band signed on to indie label Merge Records in 2002, which released their third album, On, and the forthcoming, The Hair, The TV, The Baby, and The Band. Here are Bottom and Perko, joined by guitarist Will Schwartz and bassist Joan Stebbins, in a special Studio 1A performance they did for KUT during South by Southwest 2007. This is Imperial Teen.
Two, three, go.
Imperial Teen with the track Yoo-Hoo from their 1999 album What Is Not to Love. Critics and fans have used the word timeless to describe the music of Hem, but it's difficult to pin down one single quality that makes Hem so hauntingly memorable. The Brooklyn Quartet, together now for more than 7 years, has this uncanny ability to evoke emotional tones and vivid imagery in their compositions that are at once strangely familiar, yet so far away. Their songs range from bold and lush, to intimate, to downright eerie and unsettling. There's a disquieting warmth in vocalist Sally Ellison's voice that only adds to the ever-present mystique found in their music, almost like the quiet before the storm. You can hear for yourself in their Studio 1A performance. This is Hem. Performing Red Wing, a track from their 2004 album, Eveningland. Believe it or not, vocalist Sally Ellison had never sung professionally before auditioning for him back in the spring of 1999. She had only recorded some lullabies onto a cassette for a friend's child. Now she's part of a group that's performed alongside such notable artists as Elvis Costello, Wilco, and Beth Orton. Our final performance comes from Austin's Golden Arm Trio. This is a phenomenal collective of several different musicians led by composer, pianist, and drummer Graham Reynolds, who's the one permanent member of the band amid an ever-changing roster of talented contributors. Actually, the word band doesn't really accurately describe what's going on here. It's more of an orchestral endeavor, making its presence known in film, dance, and theater just as much as it's a part of nightclubs and music venues. Golden Arm Trio has provided a number of pieces for feature films, such as Richard Linklater's A Scanner Darkly, several short films, animated shorts, and more than 20 silent films. Reynolds also has several classical compositions and a couple of operas to his credit, incidental music and entire compositions for theater productions, and has collaborated with choreographers for dance pieces. It should come as no surprise that there was enough material here for not only two full-length CDs, but a 20-CD box set called The Golden Hornet Project, released in 2002. As you'll hear for yourself, this is no ordinary band. Here's the Golden Arm Trio.
Thank you.
The Golden Arm Trio performing The Duchess of Dharma in Studio 1A. We've reached the end of this edition of Radio Without Borders. Thanks for listening. As always, special thanks go to Lauren Burton, Jay Trachtenberg, and Teresa Ferguson for their input and assistance with this program. For David Alvarez, Seth Price, and Cliff Hargrove, our engineers, I'm Lori Gallardo.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura. Featuring the Acura TL with an available voice-activated navigation system with real-time traffic. Learn more at Acura.com.